Introduction. Hey there. In this blog post, I am diving into a fun project, bringing my Sony A6000 camera into the modern era. This camera is a gem, even though it was made way back in 2013 3014. I snagged it on eBay as a secondhand purchase, and now I want to give it a modern makeover by improving its data transfer capabilities, increasing resolution, and possibly even adding GPS functionality. There are a few hurdles I have come across. The main challenge is finding a way to directly connect and communicate with the camera. It has Wi-Fi hotspot, which sounds great, but unfortunately it enters a dumb mode when I try to use it for data transfer. It also limits a cell phone to no internet. Another option is the USB mass storage mode, but it turns out to be a bit problematic. Whenever pulling data too quickly, it just freezes up. Plus, it is pretty sluggish with its USB 2.0 connection, which can take hours to download data. Luckily, I have discovered the PC remote feature, which can be quite handy when the camera is connected to a computer. There's this fantastic library called GPhoto 2 that works wonders in this scenario, especially if I am running Linux. It allows me to perform various actions on the camera remotely, like capturing images. However, I am not keen on attaching a Raspberry Pi to my camera unless it is absolutely necessary. Alternatively, I am considering a microcontroller with an OTG port as a potential solution. Join me on this hacking journey as I explore ways to modernize my Sony A6000 camera. Let us get started. Rocket Part 2 Micro Version has been published. Party Popper / Hacking Sony A6000 More / Getting Data Fast. Hurdles. These files are large. 24.3 megapixels averages around 710 megabytes per photo. Downloading the data from the disk is mandatory as the USB transfer rate is too slow. Using the SD card seems to be the best way. The files' names are really ugly. They have a format of DSC0XXXX. It iterates plus 1, this is meaningless to understand. I adopted the format %y%m%d%h%m%s using the image's timestamp. While I could save as timestamp via the camera settings, but I choose opt out of that behavior, which I will explain later. DSLR cameras can take multiple pictures in a second. Appending the image count to the end of that format, I. %e%y%m%d%h%m%s count. Offloading to external storage. Using OneDrive since it is available in the web, mobile, and desktop experiences. A quick Python script to solve these problems. This script solves it in three-part process: download, rename, and then transfer to a storage. Each step requires pauses for verification, but could be altered in the future for more post-process work. My thought would be to use Darktable more frequently, but this works for most cases. Exploring. Camera web camera usage. Capturing the output of the camera is easy using a mini HDMI to HDMI cable, then a HDMI video capture device. It shows up as a web camera device on the computer. The output is 1080p, but good enough for most meetings. Scott Hanselman's blog has a good write-up. To deal with the camera heating over time, open the screen to help dissipate it. The screen is always on unless setting menu page 2 subpage 3 finder / monitor finder. Sony A6000, but get it used on eBay or on Amazon. Power adapter. HDMI to USB 3 adapter. How I livestream with OBS, a Sony A6000 and a Camlink Jeff Geerling. Electric plug USB connection, PC remote. The PC remote of the camera could be used in conjunction with the above approach to get and control aspects of the camera menu, last tab, fourth sub-tab, first option. For example, information about the battery level or configuration settings. I used the GPhoto 2 CLI tool to extract this information. It works great on Linux systems. It does not support Windows directly, however, this worked wonderfully with Windows by doing a USB pass through to WSL. One minor annoyance is a command must be sent, otherwise it will stay in connecting, which makes the camera useless until done. Useful commands. Get summary tells you what you can do with device. Sudo gphoto2 summary. Get battery level. Gphoto2 get config equals batterilevel grep current cut df2. Capture image and download image with timestamp. Gphoto2 capture image and download file name percent y percent m percent d percent h percent m percent s. JPGQ. Adult laptop Sony's camera SDK. Sony's SDK is kind of bad slash good. Petabyte slash libsynepi, Python binding for the Sony camera API's GitHub. Com, it gave some helpful hints here about the API endpoints but still a no-go. Put the camera in smart remote mode apps tab application list smart remote control tilde embedded tilde. It will stay in this mode until connected to it. A quick Nmap scan when connected to the camera. Just the two services it needs to allow the mobile app to make it as calls. Using their SDK, this works. This will take the camera out of the app screen. The camera kind of goes into dumb mode. Only the basic modes can be used. I set it to intelligent auto to keep taking regular photos. Only a few API calls. Which means this camera won't be able to download any files via the API RESTful endpoints. Pensive face at least it is not supported. When taking the picture, the response gives back an image. Yay. But it is odd looking for the original ones that are downloaded. The exfil data shows the dimensions of that image is 616x180. So it is a thumbnail. The real image is 4000x60. Only identification is the data timestamp, which is useless. Pensive face. My last effort was to update the app. It looks like it's possible to do that still. The smart remote control app was updated and a ton new features showed up. Smart remote control specifications Playmemory's camera apps. After digging around, the post view image size could be changed to the original file. Since taking a picture is the only way to get to that URL. Indeed, it gave the full path on disk. Here is the quick script to capture and download. Could I do some URL hacking to get other files? Yup. Partying face, I took a photo manually, then tried the updated URL. I now can download all the files by iterating backwards from the last known photo. When the bytes of the images end, it is over. I am sure Sony did not want this for a reason. Likely it would kill the camera, so use it at your own risk. MageMail super high resolution images. Doubling the camera's 24 megapixels output is possible by using a burst of pictures. It took a few days of hacking. Take pictures with smart remote API for seem to be the max at 10 seconds. Read images into memory. Resize images by 200%. Align similar features images. Blend with transparency of 50%. Repeat 3 times since it would be the first 2 super images, then last 2 super images to 1. 24.322 equals 97.2 megapixels. It looks more like a 48.6 megapixel version. See the super resolution code on GitHub. World GPS. A GPS module does not exist for this camera. I have done a few proof of concepts, but they have pros slash cons. There are multiple ways to solve this. Use your phone to generate a QR code, then take a picture of it in the camera. It can be posted processed. Use something like Google Maps history to match images times with GPS location. Use hardware device like Neo Sixum hooked up to a Raspberry Pi / microcontroller to collect time / location then post process. My favorite is a combination of methods. Is to add a super small GPS device that was hooked A to Raspberry Pi Zero mounted on the camera. With a quick POC it worked well. Unfortunately uploading files to the camera seems impossible. At least with all the options I have tried. The other major issue is something like a Raspberry Zio W2 has a limit of 64 GB of storage. so it should be offloaded quickly. Quick Python script to collect GPS data off the GPS serial device. Conclusion. In conclusion, adding modern features to the Sony A6000 camera has its challenges, and it is possible to overcome them with a little creativity. One possible solution to improve data transfer capabilities and add GPS functionality is to use a Raspberry Pi as a bridge between the camera and other devices. It could provide a stable and fast connection, allowing for seamless data transfer and GPS tracking. With the added capabilities of the Raspberry Pi, the Sony A6000 camera can truly be brought into the modern era. See the full code on GitHub. Rocket Part 2 micro version has been published. Party Popper/Hacking Sony A6000/